and by observing less, so then at least their life has to be confirmed. Either that they're looking for the type properly, so then that way it confirms it. Or they're going to get a different perspective that you hadn't thought about. I'm saying is, that's very frustrating, that's the problem. Can't become very strong at a point that somebody's going wrong, but then when you told them why it was being done in a particular way, they go, oh, okay. You just stop, I'm going to stop, the anger is stopped, everything is stopped. Oh, okay, you're doing like that. So if you see the problem like this, if they didn't fit, I guess you could do it like that also. And then they see, oh, that's reasonable. Okay. So that's insane. So, yeah, he's the king has won that. He's inquired. He's inquired why this household is being carried badly. And they say, we're doing our best, but we're unable to because there's one man. He's new, and he's not doing problems. Of course, it's their fault. They didn't choose him. Right? They could have chosen someone else, but they chose him. And without proper training and all that, they put him in a position. So, then this element of not supporting other living entities, right? So, one is that they're not worried about the ends of God of all of this. So he's taking that position. But there's also the aspect that they're not supporting others in the group. They're all about the barriers, and they don't want to get in trouble, so there's no identity as a group. So that's also a weakness. That's also a weakness. So, double heart, so then the king then finds out it's this one person. And finding out it's the one person, then, as his father, he's not his father's true to join him. But again, it's, he should have now inquired from the individual, why is this going on? Right? Because then, to do that, he's already gone through some steps here. He's already been doing it wrong, he's told them it's wrong. They continue doing it wrong, and he stops and inquires. And so now this is the third step. So this is where the mode of passion is weakness. It doesn't have that same continuity in application of the character. That's why when we see these great things, these examples of that, then it's something special. So we see these men going under better barriers. Now, that's basically an inconvenient situation, right? When you think about it, even going under better barriers. Right? That means the arrows, it's not just you put down some of those arrows and all that, make sure you know, there's like tips that are put in the belly and stuff like that. These are the arrows that are completely through your body and off the back and bone enough that if you can lay on them, you can bend. Right. And basically, you know, they're this whole problem. So now, in that condition, if someone came to us to ask a question, we kind of don't say, I'm a bit busy, right? Like, you know, I'm a little distracted. Right? You know, sometimes a nice political correct line to explain. This really doesn't. So here's sort of showing that reality of thought that the devotees have. Despite the condition, that's what's special about Bhishma. That's what Bhishma raised, that they go and speak to Bhishma. I mean, here you're dealing with Brahman. Yudhisthira is young enough. So, in the universe, who knows Dharma better than him? And who is the one who's established Dharma? Bhishma. So, you don't get more qualified than that, but Bhishma is sure that you're going to Bhishma of Yudhisthira. Who usually they saw the disciple, whatever situation, the devotee is always clear in thought. And it's not simple problem, but the last day, very clear in thought, speech, everything, being his translation. So there was no being distracted by the external. So here, you see, Jayavasa is not distracted because of his position of knowledge and because of being a devotee. And Yehudah, despite his qualifications as a great king, having knowledge, having experience, and love and passion, that is overtaken, and he's become able. So this is special. this is what the Bible brothers told me then. That this is special. That without devotional service, we see that the ability to absorb education and knowledge of these things is very difficult. The Bible was using the example of the Sarita. Very qualified. He's a Brahmarshi, so technically, though not directly, but he's accepted as a son of Brahma. So there's only 10 of them, so he's the 11th son. Right? So that's in the universe, that's very elevated. Very elevated. So the Dhamma Shastra Brahma, the Bhujapatis, the Shastras, they are all at that level of the highest level of goodness. But still, he gets distracted because of passion. Because he's not a devotee. So, this is the Bible comes bringing out is all these good qualities, all this niceness that we're looking for in the world, it will not happen without devotional service. There is no chance of any other method. That King Rahuman, he's a king. He knows what he's doing. We don't hear that he's a bad thing. We don't know what they mean. The good thing, things are going nicely. He's running the kingdom. Generations are there. He's claimed by his father, he's claimed by the ministers. They've all been in government for generations. So you're talking about perfection that we cannot find today at present in any individual person on this planet. And it still doesn't work. So the point is that there is no material solution to any problem, in any problem. It doesn't have the personal element, it will not solve the problem. Temporarily, yes. And then you want it to bother you again. It's like a happy box, you swing the stick, they move back, okay. But then the guys on this side are happy, and then you swing the stick this way. How do you want to do all that? That's what you choose when you think of trying to solve a problem. You can't. It's impossible. It's an illusion to think that there is. And then to pay money to go to a seminar that's going to tell you what you can. That's even worse. That's just hell out here. That's sad. But that's true business, right? That this part is reality, guys. So, that's the whole thing. Bhagavatam is trying to remove any idea that something material can solve your problem. Only the devotional sense. That's why I see homage to the world. His only business is showing that pure devotional service is the only thing that will make you satisfied. Nothing else can. Nothing else can. So, with that attitude, if you view the other bodies of knowledge, then they have that. And then the medicine and the economics and the management and all these things, they all have value there. But only in connection with pure emotional service. Because they're not connected to pure emotional service. And they're useless. It's that simple. As we see them take. All these training and everything, you can't control. Says, and for then, because of his position, so he can. And the injustice, the difference between the two accounts is equal. The king is powerful because of being carried so nicely, so it's a little uncomfortable inside. Right? Great qualified Brahman is being asked to carry this powerful, and that's not what he's supposed to be doing. That's actually, the Dharma Shastras is just wrong. You only gave your brahma and terribly powerful. It didn't work out for Mahusha, it's not going to work for you. I have to believe it. Mahusha got turned into a snake because he did that. It's not going to work. So, Kalabar is going to be a much greater element of the wrongdoing. King is very mild. But he's able to control. He's able to just play death and drum. Means you have access to very controlled in the senses. Otherwise, you just can't do that. Because everybody's got something to say. Especially when it becomes wrong, then you just get first shots. You know, just have to say. But then I'm able to make you. So, this is the point. is the Lord of goodness that's coming from the boastful service, that's actually a proper God. That's a useful God. It solves all the problems. Well, when we have the Old Testament involved, it's always going to be fighting against this, see that it makes it difficult. Because more the pastor needs to do the right thing, just the wrong attitude. Right? So it's not like I'm doing the wrong thing. It's you're doing the right thing, the attitude's wrong. So then you contemplate who's the proper attitude. So the attitude may still remain, you can't be a habit. By understanding what's the proper and trying to do it in that way, and trying to do so. And eventually, this is really going well.
So, do you think
that God is able to find out what the passion is? I don't know. It's more the passion, things are the Lord. That's why. The passion needs a sense of ownership. And so, therefore, the kingdom is there. That's why the emotions is there. Right? So, we get out of the other details. So, it's useful for doing that, but it must be controlled by the Lord of goodness. We have to have that bronze and give direction. On another day to day, on the ruling, the attitude in which they're doing it. Because that's the weakness. It's not necessarily to bring in from the wrong, the attitude is good, because an attitude can upset people.
This question is, if possible, or it came to be, bringing himself at top and bottom
of the group, or does it have to be? Why does it have to
be? Well, for instance, we can ask that other people.
Just comes from this. Just one has to wrap this. That's what the modern thoughts is efficient in a position that's not efficient. So the point is as a devotee, then they can control. That's the bottom line. Well, devotees can control. Not devotees can, you know, I'm often here's a great public knows what their experience and can't control. That's the point. Devotee can control. So, if a manager is a devotee, then it can't be able to control the center of the person. Yes. Yes.
How can the driver desires rather than prayers from him understand the proper items of Brahman? Has no indication since the being has a great problem for it, which happens just to say, in any way, to get home. He's not speaking as a Brahmin, he's not acting as a Brahmin, he's dirty and so forth. And how is he supposed to be identified as a Brahmin in this situation? So, you say he's a Brahmin and he has all his qualifications and he shouldn't be doing this, but the king questions his ignorance because he doesn't know his
Brahmin. Yes. The point is there is what you're saying is the king should be asking first why he's doing this. He's just going to find out anyway. But it's not the king's glory to be finding out. It's not about his glory. But at the same time, if he's even then having heard from him, then acknowledges him. So that's the part of his training and experience comes in to his support. this happened. Any complicity is going to qualify as this amendment. But here what it was being is just that initial just coming up and that becoming angry, it will be harder for the king because it has an easier to bond because it works. Ultimately, it's only devotional service that can bring about truth, because even goodness is able to see from generosity and things like this. It's that when it basically situated in goodness, goodness means there's some attribute, some action to create the disabled. That is the desire of frustration, associated with that is how it is important to me, so you can do it. So, in this, and the two things by inquiring here at this point, so he, they didn't recognize before. Two is that if he has a pretty brownie tab, then he would have found himself that he should have been caught and not this one. Right? Because, you know, I wouldn't have used to put him in his mouth and brain, but they only look at him as a young one, he would look strong in this fifth. So, that was their consideration, so that's their reconsideration, so they don't need to. They don't consider it. They know that if we're not a mess and that we don't have another Bible case and get ourselves to know somebody, then we just wanted to do it. But if you said, well, we need to have a problem, then they would have dropped it. I mean, sometimes it's different. And the other thing is that the other thing is maybe they're not going to be able to observe, but they might even observe why you see you don't want to pray. So if they see this because of the chance, then that's another thing. And still, they don't really care. So it's not good to look through that. It's how that's really smooth. So they won't have a problem before the students don't worry about the difference. They just worry about what's going to be there. And that's the difficulty that we have there. It's a movement to the base of achieving power. And this is based on the model concept. So then, they won't really care about how they live, because everything they agree. But if the narrative is human, and so then we find these three people focused within human individual. And that's what group is in the group within the group. You know, humans that have this country, they have this particular region, and have this particular social status, and this particular family. And it just goes down and down. So it becomes more and more involved on the stream. So there is a good chance, like you're saying, that they may not have been able to tell. The king's not doing it, and so it's that. So you should, at least, try to get into the power of the muscle relatives there. That's what it usually goes from that. The king, even the foot soldier, the king should be choosing. It's not that he leaves it up to someone else. Someone else may recruit, but the final decision on this man is hard to run. It's up to the king. So he should technically have seen that. But you know, it's a small thing that he did in the wrong set. Most likely he thought it's the same box. He wouldn't have chosen. But the main fault here is that he became angry without first requiring.
Is the impetus of desire not a way
to correct the injustice? Is that what you want to do? Means to correct means it depends what the motive is. That's the general thing. If the king is as the overall, because it's goodness and passion, sending up evidence of hope. So, passion is the trauma, those that be good among the goodness is there because they follow scripture and everything. So, there's a difference between the king looking in front of that and the injustice is on these against the scriptural views and the scriptural application and the tradition that's given by human previous religious analysis. Because it's God's kingdom, so therefore it should run according to God's laws. So that's one aspect of corrupt injustice. So one could get angry at such a thing, and therefore they look at what they see preached by it. So the injustice is there, so he goes out of his turn to correct the injustice that's been not performed. But But the other thing is that when you're dealing below the dome, you're dealing with the Ukadon, the Harta, where on social, maybe social events where people are worried about social injustice, but there it's only about their own sense of occupation. It's not because if others do wrong, but it says people steal it, they will steal from me. People exploit it, I will get exploited. That's the emphasis behind it. So you see, there's much more passion, but at the same time, because it's not based on Shastra, it's also has the element of community, has the element of mix, it's important. So Dharma is the Dharma, is the means is that one is in this, one is in this. And then this Artha, as in between, has a mix of both. Because it sounds like it's Dharma, but it's not. It's actually just, I just want to see. Karma is explicit, is it that everyone has the opportunity for enjoying themselves. All isn't of many karma, none of them is enjoying. There isn't such a thing. Because karma is one option, system, and classroom, and all these other things are all isn'ts. And so it drops it down to the next level. So it's only going to extend the sense of application. So, there, the soul has to speak out, has to do it. You see, in history, that's always what happens. But the point is it's partially right, but also wrong. It's not that they think that this is true, so this is the ultimate fact. But they're quite wrong, because it's all wrong with that, and you don't know the solutions. So you have to distinguish between the two. And then you have those, you know, these higher than that problems, also then. That platform that will also be goodness in a higher value, with more passion in it. But there it's what is useful for the relation as well. That will be the one just and just. But the actual position that is on the transcendental platform is as important as all people know. If it is, then that's right. If it's not, that's in us, even if it's a good transcendental. So that's the big thing. It's a big platform to each platform of consciousness is centered in justice and function. Most people talk about this as one thing, but it is one they talk about often, but then there's four derivations from it.
I'd like to ask you about the considerations of a person who has a particular varna who's being asked to do the duties of a different varna. Is it consideration in terms of a material activity and an activity for a basic physical consciousness?
The candidates are the same. It's like cooking for Krishna and not cooking for Krishna, or you are a cook and you are going to be a cooking. Cooking is the same. So that's why there's a consideration for nature, is do you have the skills? But we see along with the skills, is then more important is the attitude. So right here, there's a problem. We can't have an attitude. So Krishna says, better to do your own duty than someone else's duty. Because you have a skill that will never be gathered. It's not your duty to not have the attitude. So if you have the skill, then that's the attitude. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, the son, you know, gets a hold of the keys to the father's car. You know, he has his skill to drive the car. It's the attitude. That's important. So that's why you won't do something else. If this is all about you, I know you want to do this to my sister. Since you saved my life, then you're basically dealing with humanity. Because Krishna talks in Gita about you have a right to perform your duty. Because that's what you're supposed to be doing. If you say it's on the right, you're not saying that you're on the basis, then you're dealing with business. You're not dealing with God. So you don't have any rights. You can say anyone's not so. rights means duties. Obligations. So he said, this is my right. So what is your obligation? You don't deal with that. A lot of society never does that. Obligations, of course. The other person has obligations. I have rights. Nobody ever talks about the marital obligations. If you're talking about obligations, you consider them tasks. So in other words, dharma is all tasks. And dharma is an extended sense of obligation. That's considered. It's always always, as long as there's always been, you go back into the duties, the person who talks is, and he's not even following the system, he functions as what he's supposed to do, so duties is a very difficult task. The Romans had the same people, the Middle Ages, you had the same people, then we wonder that they the same, but hey, you know, they were there. And then it's also that the chance for not saying there's a heightened people, then they can really, you know, then the power comes to stand. So the whole point is the concept of rights. That's not what you should be looking at. Others should be looking at their rights. You should be looking at their rights. So the Vedic modern system, I look at my rights. You know, and then there's all that, you know, like that. And everybody else should look at their obligations. The Vedic is, I should look at my obligations. Everybody else should look at their obligations. If you say, well, why? Well, it doesn't matter. You have to start something. So the end doesn't just about needing to say, I'm putting this in the text. So, the point is that the ability to perform the duty rights, that's what you're looking for. But when you say, it's not my duty, you have to know what your duty is. You know what I'm saying? This is a difficult thing. Man in a suit and a chalkboard writing eating with Madison Square. That is a book. Okay? Yes, for sure. Guy with a mega culture, machine gun, writing a military answer. That is a shocking book. And then talking about data BTG. The next one down, we have this mountain of rays. It must be about twice as high as this room, and quite, you know, twice as big as this room. Gray. And we have two farthest sitting on top, this huge rooms on the face. That is a farm. That we can do that, and now we have a farm. Okay, so that is who is right. And then the last one is we have some big fat guy with a beard on the other jacket. Right, you know, making a hole in the street. That's the issue. And, you know, so the problem is that let's say, at this example, it'd be a dealing music, so that automatically an artist goes to shiva. The problem is that as an occupation under shiva, as a hobby, it would be an somebody knows money, and how does he get talents? So then they say, Aisha, but the only one that's actually the talents is a shiva. People do a little puja in their houses on that, it doesn't make them wrong, that's just everybody's supposed to do some puja in their house. So they do it as much as they can, that's about it. So the problem is every occupation that has life manages, because that is a country, she knows that both the house clean, the gearbox that is clean, because it's all natural, why? Because when it's in the mother's house, the same thing will happen in the therefore, you know, as a son and as a husband, he's just as unable to actually manage your parents. So it's a long arrangement to do that. So now you have suffering. This is a problem we rate in these things here. It's the occupation along with the obligations and particular attitudes, all that combined, that makes people. So then also here, if less. It's very clear what your occupation is, and if we want to say that you are unemployed. The most concern is, of course, when you do anything, not temporary. This is not the position. God never said that managers should engage anybody however they want. He still says, when he's talking about intention, he says there should be no, what is the nature, and therefore find that nature and engage it for his glory. But, having been engaged by the thing, you can do what they say. Right? it's their business that you get your information. You can discuss it with them. They have the obligation to see your business. And if you do whatever you can do, as long as you can do it, you have to serve your business. So it's up. And then we're talking about it, and if they're smart, they'll figure out that we don't work so much together, so that it's something that's whatever's the condition, he will raise the environment as a nice piece of that's why we have to see what. So when we're talking about this, we're talking about that in relation to how you apply it in your life. And it's always about self-interest. You can't understand who you are, how you understand who you are. Some people are considered wrong, not a concept, and you're not made in other people's. What is there to tell us how you know all the things? So in other words, why are we bringing out these things? It's actually Lord. It's not just these, and if it doesn't happen, then that's just work. That's regular. So if you bring out the history, who's outstanding? That's important. You have to have a book. And if this happens regularly, then that's never going to happen. But if that's it, people get angry, that's wrong. If someone is actually it doesn't bother you, then that's on you. So we also have to be careful that because we don't take these ideas. And then the idea is a standard mode of understanding what we should be looking for. It's not understanding. And it has the fact that you are interrelated, so they will have the fact all the time. The point is as we see by examples in Saucer, it doesn't happen. One is seeking a nice individual service, it doesn't happen. So one is doing Shuga on computations, the room doesn't think live at Shuga. But you have the Shuga skills, you know, Arstrom understanding. It's also his own divinity. There is no Shafi Asha or Shiva Asha. It doesn't exist. It's only divinity. So all devotees are grown by Asha. It's not that all devotees are grown by Asha. So why is it so hard to find a job? So stable desire, so teacher, so you know what I'm saying? If you everybody, you can leave out the it's not most have done. So it's so the point is by application, and one will have the skills of that particular environment, and one can't function inside of that very well. So but in our sense, everyone's grown, so therefore they can have that understanding of realization. The topmost impact you can able to see in your thoughts on each other elements. But this should be very careful that you don't have the skill of the experience, there should be a little careful how deep they take their thoughts. If they don't speak to their thoughts and go through emotional service within it, that's fine. As soon as they start getting into detail, what we say when we do it unconsciously, and then we're not responding because there's nothing on you. You should be able to know what it is. So you can't say it's intelligent and I'm not bothered by what it is. But if I left this car and I don't know what it is, right? But I'm going to drop it in. You know what I'm saying? But if you left the body, that means you should really be able to handle it. So exactly what it is about you. You can't be that to not set yourself as an intellectual, which is, of course, another. That's how easy it's worth. You have a lower mentality trying to present yourself as a good adult. That's how easy it's worth. It's this long days of trying to cover that mind through to it. So, the point is you have to know the difference. So, there's no problem in a devotee who may have a super occupational nature, but he's developed and blessed in ashram side, and his devotional service is very strong and emotional character. But he doesn't need to do his super occupational duties, you know, on skill he knows, but even more emotion than whatever he should do. Because he has the emotional character. It doesn't mean that he's that. Now he's in some false occupation that I'm constantly doing. He's doing hard to once a week and dressing duties on doesn't make him wrong. That's constant. He's been doing that in his occupation. Remember, wrong in his occupation. Sometimes it's like, that's a wrong. Then come in once a week and do something wrong. That would be difficult to do on Friday day or every couple of years. That's awesome. You understand? They're doing it in sovereign. You have to understand the difference between sovereign, family life, and occupation. So sovereign and family life, that's an occupation. And garden, that's occupation. So it's not an occupation. You maintain yourself by that, that's what it is. Not in the age of poly, not everybody can do their occupation. So you find devotees with remnant of abilities, and not a man. They have a job. So they're performing the duties of the Siddha, so in that position, they should check this wrong, because they should do the skills of the Siddha and do a nice thing. But because they're not wrong, it's a nice job, so then they should have an attitude, so what we have is doing something correct. So it's relevant to say that it's a fine science. You're dealing with this, a social system based on your own goodness, so it's more refined. But the modern political is based in passion. So it's not a system. Just right as based on ignorance. So the reason why also is so hard to understand to is it's actually a higher nature, not in Sankhya. As soon as they don't have a problem, they don't have a problem. As long as they don't have a problem, they don't have a problem. Don't just deceive them. Don't get into this group. The means to have a song, that's not what you know.
And the second part is, in a spiritual organization, how would you encourage righteous non-seekers if, as a modus operandi, we're not really encouraging this sense of ownership?
That's what I'm saying. The point is, it's an ultimate reaction to Krishna. So you better be the sort of Krishna from the initiation of the Sannyas, it doesn't matter. So this is considered the better principle, not the kind of time, not the renunciation of the time. So the sense of ownership is there, it is creating, but not in what we do with the results. So it's not a problem. And it's not that, because of goodness, it's only the sense of ownership when he's on the job. Before that, as a grown child, that's okay. So that's the whole thing, just is that whatever's there is there for the job. So it's attached to it because it's concerned for doing the duty. You know what I'm saying? It has similar concepts, but it's much more refined. And the political is because this is what you correctly want to do for the trust, so you're just doing that. So that is, you know, the same thing, that facilities are doing that. But it's much less attainable. Certainly, if you do the ground, the person on the ground show has a few things. And then the reaction has things. But the volume of people that you have to have is much more attainable than the ground show has. This is the same. So the same with the ground show. The ground it's only as long as those duties are there. It's just those duties are there. But essentially, the question should be, this is not drunk. You know, perhaps as long as the result is for Krishna, then you're there. And then hopefully it must matter. It must be fine. There's an inactive motion. The example that I think is the bottom of this big, rich, wealthy, and aristocrat, and to that man of high power. So it's obviously means business. And so he gave everything in order to not be just that man of the world. It's not David's example, but it's both of how anybody can take his concepts to his purposes. And so it's just from the beginning what we're actually working. The point is the system's so good because all the sons are us, the born is just whatever it is you just engage in your service. And to do that, we need to get out. Polemic is considered better only because of the mode of goodness. But it's only better because you are the born. It's not your born, whatever it is your born, that's what's better. It's always even better to show the hierarchy of who's your boss. As far as what works for you, whatever it is, if you use it because it's your nature, you feel how your nature, and therefore you come to that optimal position. So that's the good actually in higher Varanasi. It doesn't matter what the position is. It just really doesn't matter. Sure, Varanasi and the social Varanasi is very much important. In higher Varanasi, you agree because of that, it's any position you can change. He means it's not his ideal. He means it's that this is your duty, this is what you're looking at. You think it's yours, that part that you think is yours is going to be a problem. So anything you're doing with the mode is always going to be a problem. So the promise is, predominance is goodness, it doesn't mean that there's only one action. You don't go into that, you don't go into that. Let's say you take 75% as promise. So then, that is 25% would be natural goodness. Organs. So if someone knew that 25% is goodness, then I'm also able to then natural goodness. So the point is, instead of that nice 25%, you are to us on that one, unfortunately. So,
ভোগ করে সঙ্গে ভাষায় প্রেমানন্দ।